grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
You travelling fraggle. Where are you now?
Good afternoon. Currently by the side of the road, not far from Morrinsville.
Ah, classic old Morrinsville. Can you see a sign that says Welcome to Morrinsville with like a trout on it or some crap?
Just a big cow. There's lots of cows.
Okay, sweet. It's not that corrugated iron town, is it?
That's T-Rail.
I think that's T-Rail, but you know, there's a lot of hemp around here these days. Waikato's become a bit of a hemp scene.
Are you sure?
Amongst the cows.
It doesn't just kind of follow you around like the Pied Piper?
There's a bit of that too, I must admit.
Now, Chris Valley, the big news of the week, you've sent through an article about the government and decriminalisation, and as it turns out, there is little in the works or on the books in regards to decrim. Everything was thrown at full legalisation, but there's not a lot of thought happening about decrim.
Yeah, this is really intriguing. This is News Hub have got to the bottom of this, and you know, all the talk this year has been about decrim, of course, and we had the referendum so close. We then had that poll that Helen Clark Foundation did, which showed that, you know, 40% of the nope vote actually would have supported decrim. And you know, you add that together and you've got 70% wanting law reform. And Andrew Little in particular, speaking for the government, has said, no, the referendum result, you know, it's all off the table. Mm. But yet this discussion has continued. We have the open letter from all the public health organisations, dozens of organisations that signed that, the New Zealand Medical Association, excuse me, who of course people would remember that during the referendum were quite vocal in opposing it, very controversial among their members, not all of whom, you know, shared that that stance. Phone's just ringing everywhere now. But it turns out, despite all this talk, and that this is really, it seems, the only kind of pathway forward, you know, for law reform, but it turns out, despite all of that, the entirety of the government's discussion or the government's advice on decrim has been five bullet points in a paper from the Ministry of Justice. This
paper
is according to News Hub. Pardon me?
What kind of paper?
A paper about cannabis, I believe, about law reform and options. So decrim, you know, got the short shrift. It certainly doesn't seem to have had, you know, any kind of thorough analysis or options presented or anything, you know, in depth here. With, you know, a few bullet points, it probably amounts possibly, you know, to some talking points about, you know, why decrim shouldn't happen or something like that.
Wow.
But it's certainly nothing in depth.
Do we need to get the internet down to the beehive or something? Or are they all connected in there? Have they got fibre? You know, do they need to sort of catch up on what's going on? Or?
Potentially, yeah, maybe that's it. I mean, it certainly seems that they're not out there looking for the information.
Nah.
If this is it. I mean, and presumably from the gist of this News Hub story, they did an official Information Act request to, you know, what advice the government has received, and this is all that's come back. You know, if that's it, then, you know, I guess it's really up to us, the supporters of law reform, to put our case to them and make sure that they're getting that advice. You know, if it seems that they're not seeking it, well, you know, we need to be providing it.
Yeah.
If there's nothing, you know, formally down or not a lot of information formally inside the government on decrim, it just means it's going to be a long way away, doesn't it, Chris?
It is a bit concerning to hear that, you know, over these last few months, nothing's been happening, you know, despite all these public discussions and despite this clear mandate, you know, for some form of reform that, yeah, okay, the referendum version of reform didn't pass, but that doesn't mean that people want nothing, you know, that there is a mandate for reform and a substantial majority. And there's been this ongoing discussion at a public level in the media and you know, and widespread throughout society, and yet it turns out the government's doing absolutely nothing, it turns out. So, yeah, maybe they're just not feeling the pressure, right? If they think, oh, the referendum, that was it, now on to other things. And, you know, admittedly, you know, there's some pretty big issues going on in the world and right here in New Zealand and lots of things that they've got their attention on. You know, it's up to us, you know, for people who want reform, we've got to start making contact with them again and letting them know that, you know, we're not going to accept, you know, nothing happening, and that there's some really easy, sensible pathways forward that they could do, you know, where everyone can save face if that seems to be what they're concerned about.
I think that's kind of the zone, yeah. You they have to appear like somebody has to present an idea in which it seems like it was their idea or something.
There's a bit of that, yeah, yeah, yeah. But meanwhile, hey, a news report came out this week showing that the states in America that have legalized cannabis took in $2.7 billion in tax revenue last year. So, you know, that kind of gives you an idea of what we're kind of missing out. So that's just last year. So I guess just since the referendum, you know, New Zealand's just in that period of time, it's hundreds of millions of tax revenue that we've foregone.
Mm-hmm.
And other international news, you know, country of the week, Greece has legalized medical cannabis and adding to the list. And, you know, I'm not sure of the exact details of their scheme, but I'd like to hope that it's a bit more progressive than what we have here. Hopefully, I'm hoping for all the Greeks, because, you know, saying it's legal and then looking at the detail can be a big difference, right? And certainly that's the case here, where apparently, you know, officially medical cannabis is legal in New Zealand, but the reality, you know, well, I think that the total prescriptions might have hit 20,000, but when you think that CBD can only get a 3-month prescription and have to repeat, but for THC products is every month. So, you know, for a patient, that's 12 prescriptions a year at least. So to have hit 20,000, then, you know, we might have maybe 5,000 individual patients being helped there, but maybe not. Maybe it's only 1,000. You know, it's hard to tell.
It makes you wonder.
But it's not a huge number of people, you know what I mean? It's actually not a large number of people compared to the 200,000 that our Ministry of Health says are using cannabis medicinally right now.
Yeah, right, and that's just the statistics that they have. I mean, it makes you wonder how many people are growing or using green fairies and
normally. But the good news here, hey, that scheme's under review. They're starting that now. It's got to be completed by the end of the year. And this, you know, so again, this is a good chance for people to let their views be known, and especially to Andrew Little, who, of course, regular listeners will be aware. Andrew Little said something along the lines of that he hasn't heard there's any problems. So, you know, let them know. Let them know that there are some problems. If you're having difficulty accessing it through your doctor or the affordability issues or the range of products are available, but whatever it is, you know, get your comments across, because apparently there are no problems. You know, certainly none that they've heard of.
That really grinds my gears. Really grinds old Big Angry's gears.
Yeah, but, you know, partly we can kind of say, well, he's putting it out there in the media and saying, well, no one's told me, you know, so it might be an invitation, you know what I mean? We've got to kind of look at it that way. Mm-hmm. He's giving us an invitation to let him know our views. So it's up to us to do that now.
I think 50% of the population have sort of...
Well, that is true, yes. You're absolutely right there. We did just let him know our views. Mm. You're right.
But yeah, no, we can't, we can't relent is what you're getting at.
Yeah. Right on, and well, I've ground to a halt, and I just what else is coming up? Next week is late night at K Road. Next week,
they're all late nights on K Road. What are you talking about?
It's monthly now.
Retail. You're talking about retail.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Right on.
Well, it's not just the retail. All the bars and the galleries and everyone gets into it, and so it's going to be good. And of course, the road race is all gone now. So come on back to K Road and enjoy a roadwork free zone. It's awesome.
Did you say next Thursday?
What's that?
Did you say next Thursday or today?
Next Thursday. And I was just reading the security report that we get as a retailer, you know, for the hemp store up there on K Road. We get the security report every week and that. And I noticed that their main thing reported for last week was marijuana was being openly smoked all around K Road.
Sucked in. Sounds secure
to
me.
That was in the report. That there was no action taken, of course, but it was duly noted.
Fucking way better than it being that some of that crazy synthetic shit. So good.
That's right. That's right. Good stuff. Okay. Well, we'll see you up there sometime, eh?
Ka pai, mate. Take it easy.
You too.
Thank you, Chris. I'm in love with Mary Jane. I'm not the only one in marijuana play around. I let her have a fun. She's not the kind of girl that you can.
to it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Marijuana.